Good afternoon, and welcome to this panel. My name is Renato Savadini. I'm the co-secretary general of ILGA, the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association. And we are holding a panel titled The Growing Consensus Towards the End of Criminalization of Human Rights Violation Based on Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. The two topics will be intertwining topics of this panel will be basically the fact that in the last years we saw various statements from UN members with growing numbers of signatories condemning persecution of people on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, which is certainly a sign of hope. And in one way or the other, well, the last statement in February, in March, at the Human Rights Council collected 85 signatures. But in one way or the other, it was the number of countries which have supported, in one way or the other, and this call for the criminalization and stop of persecution is about 103 countries. So we are approaching that what could be probably seen as a tipping point whereby we would get a majority of UN members opposed to persecution of people on the reason of their sexual orientation or gender identity. We will discuss having this in the background, we will also discuss how an initiative such as the one presented by South Africa, probably this week, talks are still going on, is going to help or not. In other words, is this a proposal for a resolution somehow calling for the formation of a body to define basically sexual orientation and gender identity, is it a threat or an opportunity? On the other hand, one wonders, was ever such a work needed for any other definition? Was there ever an international commission on defining the notion of age or religion or sex? So, to talk about this, I have a very distinguished panel, and I'd like to thank them all to begin with, and I'll name them now, but first let me also thank the people and the organization who have supported us in the organization of this panel. First, the Kingdom of Belgium. Then we have the Commission Communautaire Française of Belgium, the Ville de Genève, the city of Geneva, ILGA Europe, COC Netherlands, United and Strong, ARC International, and that's about it for the moment. Engage, sorry, it was not put, but sorry, I apologize, Engage. The panelists are, and they will speak in this order, Hugo Brouwers, Deputy Permanent Representative of the Mission of Belgium in Geneva, then replacing Her Excellency Alicia Victoria Arango Olmos, Ambassador to the Colombian Mission in Geneva, there will be Minister Councillor Alvaro Ayala. The Ambassador was unfortunately withheld for negotiations within the framework of the International Labour Organization, if I understood correctly, but we are certainly very pleased to have here Minister Alvaro Ayala with us. Then we will have Kinita Pasire, Executive Director of United and Strong of St. Lucia, and also, allow me to say, alternate Co-Secretary General of ILGA. And she will speak at this stage because she then has the UPR coming up probably at 3 o'clock. Then we have Felisa Nkomo, representative of Black Sash, an organization in South Africa. Then we have Naomi Rosindana, executive director of Horizon Community Association from Rwanda, and also alternate co-secretary general of ILGA.